Archbishop William Laurie is the Archbishop of Baltimore and the chairman of the U.S. Bishops Ad Hoc Committee on Religious Liberty. And we're very honored to have Archbishop Laurie on the telephone with us today from Baltimore. Good morning, Your Excellency.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to join you and your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today. We know you're a very busy man. Fortnight for Freedom begins this week, and we're going to be talking about that this morning. But before we get into that, in case some of our listeners aren't aware, how is religious liberty threatened in our country today?
It's a great question, Bob. Many people don't think religious freedom is threatened because the threats are fairly subtle. They're sort of flying under the radar. But some of the ways that you see religious freedom challenged is, for example, challenges to opening public sessions with prayer, the removal of religious symbols from public land, restrictions on pregnancy centers, insisting that they advertise what they do not do, namely to take innocent human life. Of course, the biggest threat, the overarching one to religious freedom right now, is the Health and Human Services mandate that would require religious institutions that serve the common good to provide in their insurance coverage things that are opposed to our Catholic faith, like for sterilization and stuff like that. It is said, and this is really hard to believe, but I think it's true, that the United States has 54% higher level of government restriction on religion than the world median.
Wow.
All of these are just small, creeping ways in which the government is increasingly regulating religion. And as you know, our forefathers, the founding fathers, had a very different vision. They founded our country upon the principle of religious freedom and toleration.
Archbishop, why do you think the government here in America has been trying to rein in religious liberty?
Well, for one reason, it's because they think they can do it.
Ah.
And one of the reasons people think they can do it, who are in public life, is because they see a weakening of religion in the United States. So if we really want to protect religious freedom, one of the first things we need to do is to practice our faith. When our elected and appointed public officials realize that we are strong, committed Catholics, that we love our church, that we are participating in the church's mission of preaching the gospel, educating the young, and serving the poor, they're going to be a little less hesitant. They're going to be more hesitant to try to restrict religion and to restrict religious freedom. So I think that's number one. I think our society is growing more and more secular, and there are a lot of people who are trying to make sure that religion is not a major player in influencing of what our country is like, what kind of decisions we make, what kind of laws we pass, and what is the quality of our society.
So tell us, Archbishop, what is the Fortnight for Freedom?
Well, the Fortnight of Freedom began a couple of years ago. As you know, the word fortnight means 14 days. And it begins on the eve of the feast of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More. And it ends on July the 4th, and it is a period of prayer, reflection, study, and other kinds of events designed to heighten our awareness of the fundamental importance of religious freedom to human dignity and to the well-being of society and the well-being of our church. It has two bookend events. One is the opening mass here at the Basilica of the Assumption on Saturday evening, June the 21st. and it concludes with a large mass at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. on July the 4th. But all over the country, this is an opportunity for people to focus on religious freedom. And this year, we are really urging people maybe not to have great big events, but to reflect on the role of the church in serving the common good and the need for the church to have the freedom to serve the common good.
That's right. This year's theme is freedom to serve. And in a way that everyone can participate would be to do some sort of a service project. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that that we realize is this. There is a lot of people in public life will say, sure, we're for religious freedom, but we're going to define it as just the freedom to worship. In other words, once you get in the four walls of the church, you guys can do, within reason, whatever you want. But the minute you step out of the four walls of the church and you start educating poor kids in the inner city, or you're serving homeless people, let's say on the streets of Baltimore, or you're providing a pregnancy aid center, then the government more and more is saying to us, well, then you're doing something kind of secular. So you got to play by our rules, not your rules. And what we're saying is no. From the very beginning of the church's life, three things have been connected: the Word of God, worship, especially the Eucharist, and out of those two flows our works of charity. It's like a three-legged stool. You cut one leg off and the church isn't what it was meant to be by our Savior. And so we're saying what's really being threatened here is the freedom to serve. One of the ways we assert ourselves is by getting out and participating in what the church does to serve the common good. And another thing is for those who are involved in delivering educational services and social services through our schools and through our Catholic Charities, it's a moment for them to reflect on the ways in which we need to defend our religious freedom. I'll give you a great example. Think about the Little Sisters of the Poor. What do? They run these wonderful homes for people of advanced age who have limited means. And they do this completely as a work of faith. And what happened? The government said to these Little Sisters of the Poor, you're under the contraceptive mandate just like everybody else because you're running nursing homes. And if you're running a nursing home, your faith doesn't count all that much. Mm. What counts is following the government rules. And so the sisters went to court, and they are doing very well in court. Mm. And I might also add, that there's around 50 different lawsuits against the HHS mandate by religious entities. And so far we're doing great in court. I'm hoping we'll prevail ultimately. That's something for your listeners to pray for. Mm. And it's the largest religious freedom action in the history of our nation. Mm.
My guest this morning is the Archbishop of Baltimore, Archbishop William Lurie, and Archbishop is also the chairman of the U.S. Bishops Ad Hoc Committee on Religious Liberty. Archbishop, what can the average American Catholic do to help preserve the religious liberty that we've actually come to take for granted here in our country?
Bob, I'm glad you asked that, because I can assure you, as the chairman of a committee isn't going to do the trick. It is up to us as believers and citizens to do this. So number one is, as I said earlier, practice your faith. Be avid about getting to Mass on Sunday, being involved in things like religious education, Catholic schools, and service projects of all kinds. Mm-hmm. Being deeply involved in the life of the church is huge. Number two, anything worth fighting for is worth praying for.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we pray for vocations to the priesthood, so too we need to pray for the preservation of religious liberty at home and abroad. And abroad there's out-and-out persecution going on. Number three, I think that our elected, appointed officials need to hear from us, from the people. It's well and good when they hear from the bishops, but when they hear from their constituents in large numbers that we think religious freedom is under attack, we don't like the mandate, we don't like other incursions on religious liberty, then they set up a notice, because now you have taxpayers, citizens, voters who are talking. And it is perfectly legitimate for a Catholic to bring his or her faith to bear on the political process. And I would say also neighbor to neighbor. It's important once a person realizes that religious freedom is under assault to begin talking about it with friends, neighbors, and coworkers, and to sort of get people who might not be thinking about threats to religious liberty to start thinking about them.
Now, the Fortnight for Freedom begins this coming Saturday. The national opening mass is in Baltimore. And, of course, you know, Baltimore is just a very easy drive from anywhere in our diocese. Is it open to the public? Are people welcome to attend?
Yes, absolutely. It's open in spades. And I do hope we'll get a lot of visitors from the Diocese of Wilmington. And I know the great Bishop Mullooly is a native Baltimorean.
Yeah.
And I know he's a great supporter of this, so I'll be looking for a lot of people coming from the Diocese of Wilmington. I'll tell you what, it's an evening mass. It takes place at 5:30. It's at the Basilica of the Assumption, the oldest cathedral in the United States, right in downtown Baltimore. It's the eve of Corpus Christi, so it counts for Sunday. And you come down, have mass, celebrate religious freedom, pray for its preservation. Then you can go out to one of Baltimore's great restaurants and be on your way and be home at a decent hour and ready for the next day. So I hope we'll have a lot of members of the Wilmington Diocese here that night. And I would also say this, if you're planning Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
why not get a jump on it?
Yeah.
Many of our fathers have been among those men and women
sure.
who have defended religious freedom. Come down and celebrate religious freedom and take your dad out to eat at a great restaurant here in Baltimore. It's a package deal, you know.
Well, you have a good future with the Baltimore Tourism Board there, Archbishop.
Absolutely. They ought to make me a member of the Chamber of Commerce down
here. There you
go.
How can our listeners get more information about the Fortnight for Freedom and the religious liberty issues that we've been talking about this morning?
Oh, pretty easy. I think you can go, first of all, there's a website that we have. It's www.archbalt.org, www.archbalt.org, or you can go also onto the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and get plenty of information about this.
Well, Archbishop Lori, thanks so much for spending time with us today on Catholic Forum. It was a great honor to talk with you and have a great Father's Day.
Same to you, Bob, and God bless you and all of your listeners.